Hey y'all, welcome back to my channel. I am Cicely Renee and this is She Sits at His Feet, and we do all things living your best godly life, right? And we do a lot of like Bible studies, podcasts, vlogs, not really vlogs. I would like to do vlogs, but we haven't gotten there yet. But we just want to, encourage and equip and educate, women to really step into their role as a woman of God, as a kingdom ambassador, as a kingdom woman, whatever your title is, as long as it's aligning you to God and His will, that is what we are pushing, okay? And so, one, I just love Bible studying, okay? The Word is amazing. The Word is magnifique, right? And so today we're talking about, really understanding what it's like to be a daughter of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator, especially from a perspective when you didn't grow up with a father. And so that has been my thing. And recently I listened to this podcast with Tiffany, I forgot her last name. Tiffany. Okay. Tiffany, she does a lot of Christian podcasting and stuff like that. I will tag her below. And so she said this phrase, and she was like, what she needed to do when she came to Christ is she had to learn how to be a daughter of the King first, right? And that just like blew my mind, because it made me reflect on how I have navigated my journey with Christ, right? And I was like, man, I didn't know how to be a daughter of the King. And so let's go ahead and dive right on in. So some of my reflection points was like how I interacted myself with other men, and then also my Heavenly Father, right? So, I grew up in the church, but I didn't see Him as my Father. I don't recall being taught or ministered to under that perspective of knowing that He is my Father and that I can go to Him and He will take care of me. He will make sure that I am well equipped, well managed, I don't know if that's the right word, but just like well taken care of, right? And I just was like, that is something we probably need to stress a lot more as young people, because many of us, want or even have that tangible father. And so some of them have a father that's not really present in their lives, and they still have to navigate that, right? They may have a father that, coddles them or does too much, and, God is like, you still gonna learn, like you still gonna get punished. We have, kids that definitely get spoiled by their fathers, or, and we want to make sure that when we are engaging in our children, especially fathers, that we learn how to do it biblically, right? Sometimes we put our children on a pedestal. We serve our child rather than serving God and allowing Him to help you teach and mold and guide your child. And so there's a lot of dynamics happening. And so for me, I grew up without a father, and I've had many men step in a fatherly role for very brief periods, right? And so that was one of my biggest struggles, is like I would give my heart, I'd be like, that's my father. I would, contact them, they would, help me, guide me, and then all of a sudden they disappeared. They stop talking to me. And I will give you one example. There's this lady, I'm not going to say any names, but she was like my role model. I loved her. And she had actually like two guys that really, I attached with. And soon as they broke up with them, they broke up with me. But I was like, we could still be friends. Like, it was just the weirdest thing. And so it really messed me up, because I'm just like, why would you stop talking to me? Because, and I was a child, like I wasn't like a grown woman. So I was still in that, you know, needing a father phase, right? And so then I learned to kind of just like put boundaries up and walls and, you know, said, you know what, I don't need them. I can do it on my own. And, you know, growing up with a father, like it was just me and my mom, and she did the most, and she was just amazing. But she wasn't my father, right? She could not fill that role. And so I noticed, or my reflections was like, when I went in all the way with God, I could see myself, you know, not wanting to bother God, like feeling like I was a burden, feeling like he will disappear the way the other ones did. And, you know, that includes like guys that I was dating, right? And I'm just like, I want these men in my life, yet they just do me wrong. And so I'm like protective of my heart. And so I'm like, God, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to bother you. And I also don't want to get my heart, you know, broken if you disappear. But I'm just like, God is not going to disappear. And like, we have those many verses that God is a father to the fatherless. And I really wish, you know, and it's so funny though. Okay. It's so funny because when I reflect, God was always there. You know, he was protecting me. He was carrying me. Like, so there's a passage. Oh, maybe it's right here. Let me see. Let me see if it's right over here, because that was not the, okay. God is good. Okay. So in Hosea 11, this is one of my favorite chapters. Okay. I'm going to read a few verses. So starting at 1, when Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. Israel called to the Egyptians, even as Israel was leaving them. So this, you know, is pretty dope, because the revelation that I got is like, God was there to take care of his people, but they called out to the Egyptians. The Egyptians are the ones that, you know, oppressed them and kept them in bondage, and they kept going to the Egyptians. And, you know, he's like, I'm the one that's taking care of you, yet you want to go this way? Okay, so we're going to keep going. So they kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning offering to idols. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the hand, but they never knew that I healed them. And so, like, God was there every step of the way. Like, they're thinking that it's coming from the Egyptians, the Assyrians, every other kingdom, all these different people, all these idol gods, but it was God who was there. And that is something that I had to, like, I noticed, like, when I was doing my reflection, I was like, okay, God. So let's keep going. 4, this one is like what blew my mind. Okay, I led them with human cords, with ropes of love. And so if you look up what ropes of love are, it's like a gentle, you know, carry that parents would have when they were teaching their child how to walk. And so, you know, he was taking care of them. To them I was like one who eases the yoke from their jaws. I bent down to give them food. And so that is God just being like, I'm taking care of you. You are being overworked. I want to make sure that you are okay. And, you know, like, God was, that was so loving. And so, like I was saying, as I was reflecting on my life, I'm like, oh my God, you was there every step of the way. Like, I have this one experience where I was putting up dishes, glass dishes and plates and heavy stuff. As a little kid, I was on my knees on the, you know, whatever that thing is called. I don't know what that, oh my God. Anyway, so I was up on the shelves or whatever. And my mom said that she looked back and I put one up and all of the dishes fell, all the glass. She said, none of it touched me. It just all went around me and shattered to the ground. Like, I didn't get one scratch, y'all. Not one scratch. Like, I should have had all this glass falling and breaking on my head, cutting me up. But no, it was like, yo, Okay, I'll keep going. I'm too excited about this. Too excited about this. But, you know, so here's another verse. Isaiah 64:8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. So God has, like, created us. Like, he literally is our Father. And he just gave us these earthly people to, you know, manage us, right? And so I just absolutely love that. And so I like to wrap that whole little thought process up. Like, I, you know, all the interactions that I had with men, the lack of men, the rejection, the, you know, disappearing, the, what is it, abandonment, you know, and I went into my relationship with God thinking the same thing. And you know, God's like, pour it on me. You know, I am not afraid of your crying. I'm not afraid of your wailing. I'm not afraid of, you know, you being angry. I'm not afraid of any of that. I am here and I will help you get through this. In fact, I am walking with you. I am, you see my steps, you see my hand holding you. And I'm just like, God, you're so, so good. So then I had to be able to surrender all the control and embrace his love. Like, I had to let go of my fears. I had to let go of my thoughts about God. Like, those were thoughts that I made up, right? What the enemy planted in my head. God is like, I am not that. I need you to read my word. That's who I am, okay? And so as I read throughout this Bible, you know, I see how God has provided. And I'm just like, okay, I just gotta let you be. So like, one thing, like, I had a problem, you know, because I was so used to men disappearing and I had to do it all on my own. I just took everything in my own hands. Like, I live on the third floor by myself. I carry all the, you know, groceries up. I put together desks. I do it all by myself. And when I have an experience with a guy who's like, let me open the door for you, I'm just like, what? Let me carry your groceries. What? What? And so I had to learn how to accept, you know, godly behaviors from men, because if I want to, which I do, I want to be married. I want to be married to a godly man. He is going to be a reflection of God. He's going to love me like Christ loved the church. And I cannot allow my fears, my rejections to block his love, right? And so I am like learning how to embrace everything that he has for me and not question it, not, you know, push it to the side, like thinking I'm not worth it, you know. And I'm just like, okay, God, love on me. Like, I want to be able to go to you confidently and be like, God, I messed up, but I need this, right? I need you to make this situation work. I need you to, you know, help me out of this situation. A lot of my prayers have been, you know, right now, like, trying to help me get out of things that I put myself in, right? So, like, my finances are not the best. My health is not the best. And I'm just like, okay, God, I need you to help me, which is, like, help me choose better, right? Help me to be a steward over my stuff better. Like, God, okay, I didn't make enough money for these bills. Can you help a sister out? And God provides. And I'm just like, huh. But I also want to, let me tell you, so like, you have to really get into this word and really understand, you know, how God really works. And I don't think we'll fully, totally understand that, but we can take it day by day and take it in and just let him be God. You know, I'm tired of trying to think that I am God, that I can do it all. And I'm like, no, I want you to do it all, God. You are my Father. You're also my friend. You know, you're my healer. You're everything. And so I just want to make sure that I surrender all this control. And so I'm going to read a scripture. Matthew 6:26, it says, Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And he's my Father, but he's taking care of other things as well. You know, are you not much more valuable than they? And I'm just like, oh God, I ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can just let you take it, take control. And I have to surrender daily, a couple times a day, just be like, okay, God, I'm letting you take it. Like, God, lead the way, you know? And I just want to work, because that's a like a muscle. Like, it's, you don't just go in a new relationship trusting wholeheartedly. No. And so it is a unlearning and learning new things and implementing them and really having an open heart and an open mind to really go that way. And so, look, y'all, surrender and embrace his love. Let it pour out on you. Y'all, it's such a beautiful thing, okay? So beautiful, okay? I got one more verse. Romans 8 and 15 says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought you brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him, we cry, Abba, Father. And so, Abba, Father. Yeah, that's such a beautiful thing. Like, we, as, you know, people who weren't in this Bible, like, this is not about us. But God sent his son and said, you about to be my child too. I'm adopting you. You're going to get all the benefits. You're going to get all the blessings, okay? And I'm just like, bet, say less. Let's do this. All right, and my point number three is embracing your identity as a daughter of God. So it is a beautiful thing to be able to be a daughter. Like, imagine, you know, you have all these rich and famous celebrities, you know, who are just living their lives, right? And then all of a sudden, they have a child and they get to enjoy all these benefits. They didn't have to work for any of it. They just come into it. And they're definitely still at a plateau because all their stuff is like material stuff. It's, you know, things that aren't real. It's not attached to God. They are being blessed. They are blessing other people, but sometimes they're not children of God. And so no matter what, we have a more superior, far superior relationship and, you know, benefits with being his child. And so I just, it's, you know, like our identity. He is telling us who we are. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? We were knitted together in our womb. Like, he took time with us. He knows us. He knows our heart. He has planned everything for us. He has everything aligned for us. You know, I was reflecting earlier today. I was like, man, God prepares everything. Like, he knows what's happening and he sets things already in place because he knows that's what we're going to do, or that he knows that's what we're going to need. He knows, you know, and when we need it. And we may think it's, you know, late, or, you know, God, like, where you at, or being denied, but God is like, he set it all up, and we just have to truly trust that he's gonna be there when we call him, and that he has everything already set up. Like, that's beautiful. Like, imagine, I mean, like, when the Israelites went into, you know, the land flowing with milk and honey, they didn't have to do a thing. The food, everything was already ready. The food was huge. There was homes already. God had already set it up. All they had to do is just go walk in there. Okay. Sorry, I'm a little dramatic, but this is so good. And so then we got to be confident in this thing. And so that's something that I'm still working on too, is just being confident as his daughter. Again, like, you have to unlearn a lot of things, and then you have to learn things that are real, the truth, right? And the truth is in his word. And we will not truly understand if we are not, you know, we're not having intimacy with our father. Like, God, of course, knows everything about us, but we don't know everything about him, right? And we don't know everything about us. We may think we know ourselves, but until we are presented with something, we don't know what we will do. But God knows all and sees all. And so, you know, I just feel like when we connect on a deeper level with unrushed time, like, we see it, and then we're like, dang, God, you are so dope, and you love me this much? You want this from me? And so, like, we got to learn how to be confident in his love, just walk with boldness, and just know that he got everything. And if you have tips on that, let me know. Post that in the comments below, because I'm still working on that. And so I have some scriptures for walking confidently in God's love, okay? First John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. His love has lavished. Like, I just feel like there's so much stuff just pouring on me, and just, it's, I'm just dancing in the midst of it. And then we have Galatians 3:26. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. So, sis, as long as your faith is in God, if you are believing that he sent his son to die on the cross for us so that we can have eternal life, then we are good, okay? And then turn from your wicked ways as well. Like, we got to start walking confidently in his word and allowing that to transform how we act, how we walk, how we talk, what we think, how we think, you know, how we feel. Like, our feelings will cause us to do some crazy things, right? And we need to know the truth, right? A lot of the times our feelings contradict his truth. And we don't want that, because this is what we need to keep our standards at, right? Is his word, his truth, not what we feel, not what we see, not what we think, you know, not what's going on around us. We need to know without a shadow of doubt that God loves us and that he is for us and that we are his children no matter what. Okay? So, yeah. So, I have some homework for y'all. And so, I have some reflection questions, all right? So the first one is, how has your relationship with your earthly father influenced your perception of God as father? So remember how for me, he wasn't there. And so I did things on my own. And so when I did come to God, I still didn't want to bother him. Like, I didn't want to upset him. I didn't want him to run away. I didn't want to feel rejected or abandoned. And so it took, I'm still getting there. And so I want you guys to reflect on that as well. And then the second question is, what are some ways you have struggled to surrender control to God in your life? Like, be honest with yourself. Get a journal. Make sure you guys are writing this down. And then question 3, it says, what areas do you need to embrace your identity as a beloved daughter of God? And so, you know, for me personally, the areas are just, you know, 1 is finances. 2 is, you know, being confident in what he has, purposed me, like, what my mission is, you know. And so I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to do this. I'm scared. Like, you know, so, like, there are a lot of areas that I need to just be like, okay, God, show me the way. I'm going to trust in you, like, in this area, that area, all areas, okay? All right. So, well, I hope this has blessed you. I hope you have, you know, you have some things to think about, right? And I want you to share your thoughts and comments. I would love to hear what you guys have to say, okay? So, peace and blessings.